BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. United Nations officials say the Palestinian Hamas movement, which controls the Gaza Strip, delivered a letter to the American Senator John Kerry while he was visiting the territory. The head of the UN Relief Agency in Gaza said the letter was addressed to President Obama. Mr. Kerry and two members of Congress who accompanied him were the most senior U.S. officials to visit Gaza since Hamas seized control there almost 2 years ago. One of the congressmen, Brian Baird, said they did not seek any contact with Hamas.
We were focusing on the humanitarian crisis, witnessing that firsthand, and then sharing our experiences, and also, frankly, conveying to the Palestinian people and the international community that members of Congress are deeply concerned about what has been happening and are committed to trying to provide relief in the short run and solutions in the long run.
The Texan financier Alan Stanford, who's alleged to have committed massive fraud, has been located in the United States. He's been served with civil legal papers by the financial authorities. From Washington, Richard Lister reports.
The FBI says its agents met Alan Stanford in Richmond, Virginia, and gave him the documents relating to the civil case against him. The FBI spokesman Richard Colco says the agency was acting at the request of the Securities and Exchange Commission, which earlier this week accused Mr. Stanford of defrauding investors of more than $8 billion using his bank in Antigua. The SEC says he lured investors with certificates of deposit guaranteeing artificially high interest rates for investors based on a fraudulent investment strategy.
The United Nations Nuclear Agency says it has found additional particles of uranium in samples taken from the site of an alleged nuclear facility in Syria. It was bombed by Israel in September 2007. Syria denied the site was a nuclear reactor and alleged the traces of uranium found there came from Israeli missiles. But the UN agency said the probability of the uranium coming from missiles was low. Switzerland's biggest bank, UBS, has said it will not supply the American authorities with the details of over 50,000 US citizens believed to have bank accounts in Switzerland. UBS earlier agreed to pay the US government $780 million after admitting some of its staff helped these clients to set up secret accounts. From Bern, Imogen Folks.
Like many governments battling the current financial crisis, Washington doesn't want a penny of possible tax revenue to escape. It believes billions may be sitting in Swiss banks. UBS says it won't hand over the information. Tax fraud may be a reason to lift banking secrecy under Swiss law. Failing to declare taxable income is not. But the pressure on Switzerland to relax its fiercely protected banking secrecy is now enormous.
You're listening to the World News from the BBC. The organisation that monitors media freedom in Europe says Russia's failure to solve the murders of journalists such as Anna Politkovskaya amounts to a human rights crisis. The comment by a spokesman for the OSCE follows the acquittal of three men accused of involvement in the murder of the investigative reporter who was a critic of the Kremlin. The spokesman said those on trial were not the masterminds or even the actual killers. Ms. Politkovskaya was murdered outside her Moscow apartment in 2006. The United States and Canada are to work together to develop clean energy to help combat climate change. President Obama and the Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper said this would involve investing in new technology, including in carbon capture and storage. They also highlighted the need to improve their country's electricity grids to help supply homes with clean energy. President Obama said the measures were critically important.
How we produce and use energy is fundamental to our economic recovery, but also our security and our planet. And we know that we can't afford to tackle these issues in isolation. And that's why we're updating our collaboration on energy to meet the needs of the 21st century.
The Argentine government has given a Roman Catholic bishop who denied the full extent of the Holocaust 10 days to leave the country or face expulsion. It said that Bishop Richard Williamson had repeatedly breached the terms of the visa that allowed him to live and work in the country. The Czech president, Václav Klaus, has compared the European Union to a Soviet-style dictatorship in a speech to the European Parliament in Brussels. Mr. Klaus branded the EU and its institutions undemocratic and elitist. He said anyone who, as he put it, dared to think differently about greater European integration faced being labelled an enemy. His speech was cheered by some parliamentarians, but about 40 others walked out. The Czech Republic currently holds the EU's rotating presidency.